I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a northern European country that's home to a new prototype clean energy project. This Scandinavian country has lots of rivers and lots of coastline. Together, those provide many places where fresh water and salt water mingle, and that's the potential source of energy that a new power plant hopes to harness. The World's Marino Giovanelli has the story and the answer.
The prototype osmotic power plant is in Norway, Toft, Norway to be specific, just outside the capital of Oslo. It cost roughly $7 million to build, and it's generating only a tiny amount of energy, roughly enough to run a coffee maker.
At the moment, we aren't producing that much. You know, this is the first plant ever built, and the most important part is that we are, in fact, able to produce power just by exploiting osmosis. So that is a great milestone by itself.
Stein Erik Skilhagen is with the Norwegian energy company Statkraft. Osmosis may sound sort of like magic, but it's actually a natural process in which water passes through a semi-permeable membrane, like the membrane of a cell. In this case, the new power plant uses a membrane to capture the energy in the chemical attraction between fresh water and the salt in seawater. Rick Stowe works for an American company that designed part of the technology used in the plant.
Nature likes to dilute things, and so there's a driving force associated with that.
The prototype plant in Toft is the first real-world use of the technology. The process itself is entirely emissions-free, and Statkraft says that globally, osmotic power could produce as much electricity as China used in 2002. But there are big barriers. For one thing, the osmotic process would need to be at least five times more efficient than it is now. And because it uses huge amounts of both fresh and salt water, there's a potential for big environmental impacts.
Because nobody has ever done this yet, it's a bit of speculation.
Eric Hook teaches environmental engineering at UCLA.
I believe that's part of what Statkraft is trying to figure out. I think they want to know that we're not trading one problem for another.
Although this plant is the first of its kind, the idea has been around for more than three decades. It was pioneered by Israeli-American scientist Sidney Loeb. Menachem Elimelech teaches chemical engineering at Yale University.
He just was the one professor that was really obsessed with one idea and just loved what he was doing.
Elimelech says Sidney Loeb died last year at the age of 92, just before his invention of osmotic power was put to its first real test. For The World, I'm Marina Giovanelli.